years, right? How do they know? How do you know that carbon deteriorates at a linear rate for 20,000 years? How do you know it doesn't deteriorate for at a linear rate for 1,000 years and then drop off?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because it's a proven fact. It's a steady process of, it's a half-life. It's a steady process. It doesn't vary.
How do you know?
How do you know it doesn't vary?
It doesn't. You look in a laboratory.
They've had labs for 20,000 years?
A laboratory that's been testing a carbon atom for no more than 100 years.
Yeah. And some elements have less half-lives than that. Some elements have less half-lives than that, and they don't do exponential growths or anything like that.
Okay. How do you know all elements deteriorate at the same rate?
Take it on faith.
It's a guess.
Take it on faith.
Well, it's a hell of a guess.
Okay, and it may be.
Yeah.
But the main thing that science has proved throughout history is that they're full of shit.
A lot of it is, that's true. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Common acceptance.
Exactly. Until somebody proves it wrong.
Yeah.
And they do that over and over and over. With stuff that we took as gospel because, hey, they're scientists. They know. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sheldon would tell you the wrong stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Pluto. It was a planet for how many?
Yeah.
How long? And then suddenly it's not?
Yeah, now it's not even a planet anymore.
It's a moon.
Pluto will always be a planet to me.
Yeah, me too.
That's right. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto.
Yes.
Okay? Pluto's not a moon. It's a planet.
Because, I mean, you know, the way we all learn the planets, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but me, it was my very educated mother just sent us 9 pizzas. Well, now it's my very educated mother just sent us 9. Okay, 9 what? So, hey, you got a point there about the science thing. Good stuff.
But science has disproved itself over and over and over. You know, salt is bad for you. No, salt's good for you. Cholesterol is bad for you. Well, no, you need cholesterol.
Yeah, all the time in the news you see those health reports like, okay.
High-density lipoprotein versus low-density lipoprotein.
Oh, yeah, that's bad for you.
Well, how about this whole climate change thing? There's been hot weather before.
Yeah, this was this last winter was like the coldest one on record.
Yeah.
And they say that almost every year.
That's caused by global warming.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's cold now.
But then an ice shelf just melted and they're worried about that. Like, yeah, but it's the coldest winter.
Oh,
and
they blame everything on global warming. Well, so the bees are dying off. It's global warming.
Jerry Brown said that that chunks of glacier breaking off, and the ocean's going to go up 4 feet. A 1,000 years, right? LAX will be underwater. Someone had to point out, sorry, that's incorrect. LAX is 108 feet above sea level. See here, 108 feet over here. That's just 4 feet. That's nothing.
But his train will be underwater.
But his train, yeah.
All right, where were we? We skipped over a bit locker and went straight to distributed file system. Okay, distributed file system allows you to put the files where the users are. This is a good thing. It works. In the lab, it almost always works just like it's supposed to. In the enterprise, not so much. But the theory is sound, the implementation is flawed, and what happens is you have there's a couple of advantages to this. One is, let's say I have 5 servers, and each server has 2 shares on it. How many shares do I have?
10.
10, right? Can I map drive letters to all 10 shares?
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I have 1,000 file servers, and every one of them has 10 shares on it. Okay. How many shares is that? 10,000. Can I map 10,000 drive letters? No. How many can I map?
26.
26 minus probably 4, so 22.
Right.
And then you're done. Distributed file system allows you to map one share, the distributed file SharePoint, and then you can link in SharePoints from these other servers, and each one of these SharePoints that you link in from these other servers becomes a folder under that one single drive letter. So that allows you to maximize your availability. It also eases your searching. If I had 22 drive letters searching, I'm looking for a file and I don't know where it's at, I got to start 22 different searches going
on 22.
If I had those same 22 as folders under a single share, I can right click on the share search, and I can search all 22 at the same time. Now, it's not fast, it's slow. Go ahead.
Can you use just a cataloging searching tool, like everything?
What do you mean?
Like the
like a third-party tool?
Yeah.
Sure.
We're talking Microsoft. We're in a Microsoft class. Remember that, Christian?
So we're into the free stuff now. Yeah, I'm sure there's third-party tools that let you do all that stuff much better. But that's one thing DFS does for you. The other thing it does is it allows you to create replicas. So I can replicate maybe not all of my files, but maybe the critical files to different sites distributed throughout my geographically dispersed enterprise. And so when I'm trying to access files, instead of trying to pull them over a WAN link that's typically very slow, although they're getting a lot better than they used to be, I can access them over LAN speeds, which are typically very fast, although not everybody. I don't know many places that are still on 10 megabit. Almost everybody's on 100 megabit now. A lot of them are gigabit.
Yep.
And some places are even up to the 10 gigabit.
Nice.
The college is not there yet.
Nope, we're not that good.
And they don't really need to be. I mean, they're not doing production stuff. They're not doing, video rendering and CAD drawings and those kinds of things. So that's your basic add-on service stuff. What else we got? WSS I'm skipping. Additional directory services. All right. Well, there are add-ons to Active Directory that enhance its capabilities. Active Directory is what we call extensible, which means that the schema or the structure of Active Directory can be easily modified. A lot of applications that you install will modify the Active Directory schema. For example, Microsoft Exchange. You install Microsoft Exchange, it adds to the Active Directory schema to include things like X.400 address, different types of email addresses, and other things that Exchange uses to identify individuals and to do searches and lookups and send email, those kind of things. And that's the end of that chapter. So now, let's do something fun. Let's talk about TCP/IP. Okay. Well, I'm going to turn this off because we're not going to be doing that anymore. I'm going to turn the light on so everybody shut their eyes for a second. Oh, that hurt. Found that like that the other day. Okay. Wow, that one's kind of broke. Try the blue one. That's fine. What is TCP/IP?
Suite of protocols handling.
Okay, we say it's a protocol. Okay, some people say it's a suite of protocols. Protocol, suite of protocols. It's a language that computers use to communicate, fair? Okay. How do I make it work?
You have to have standards.
Okay, have to have standards. Where do standards come from?
People that have nothing better to do with their time than come up with ideas to
connect. Qualify that by saying it's smart people.
Okay, that works.
that had extra time on their hands and a vision.
Yep.
And TCP/IP started back in like 1964 with a DARPA project. That was Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to get computers on different coasts to be able to communicate with each other. Because what they found was, at that time, there was no software store. You didn't go down and buy a software product. If you wanted an application to do a certain thing, you wrote it. Well, what they found was people all over the country were writing the same application. And if they could find a way to share those applications, they could save a lot of programming time. And plus, they could get a little bit of consistency in what the applications do. So they set up this network using these protocols, and it evolved from there
into, you know, mail and all these other